Okay, so let's just look back at the Gemara. So we're top of Yitzayin Amud Aleph. So now we'll read through the two units of Gemara, the one we did last week and the new one, and we'll address some, we'll add some points to last week's share, and move on to this one. Okay, so the Gemara says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, the second line of Yitzayin Amud Aleph, Yom Tov Shchalios B'Shabbes, and you know, we're not an Erev Tavshilin, so this is a self-contained unit. So, if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, so Beishama Yom Rimispal, Shmonev, Amr Shal Shabbos, Bifnei Atzma, Vishal Yom Tov, Bifnei Atzma. When you're davening, Shmones Reis, you say, Beishama thinks you have eight brachos in the middle, one for Mekadesh HaShabbos, and one for Mekadesh Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Vesel Yom Rimispal Sheva, you say seven brachos, Maschel Bishal Shabbos, and Messiah Bishal Shabbos, V'Omer Kedushas HaYom Be'emtza. And the bracha primarily includes Shabbos, but you, at the end, in the middle, you also integrate Yom Tov, but not into the bracha itself. And Rebbe, and this is how we paskin, Rebbe Omer Avchosim Ba'Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And this is the way we do it, that when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, so we close the bracha with both Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then the Gemara brings a machlokes. What exactly was the formulation? So Tani Tana Kamei de Ravina Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos VeHazmanim. Then instead of having it as we have it, where Shabbos comes before Yisrael, it was Yisrael preceded Shabbos and Yom Tov. Amar Lei, he said to him, it can't be. Atu Shabbos Yisrael Mekachi Lei. Is it the case that Yisrael is Mekade Shabbos? No, a Shabbos Mekachi Vekaima. Shabbos is holiness, is eternal. Ela Ema, so how do you read it? Mekadesh HaShabbos. Shabbos is Kedusha, is independent. And then you say Yisrael. The Hazmanim, because God is Mekadesh Yisrael, and the Jews are Mekadesh Yom Tov, through either Rosh Chodesh or directly. Omer, Rav Yosef Alocha Kerebi Ketaritz Ravina, and that's how we paskin, like that final formulation, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael, the Hazmanim. So last week we talked about the alternate version, the Yerushalmi, that actually paskins Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos Hazmanim, and the question of, is it actually the case that at some level the Jews are responsible for being Mekadesh Shabbos and adding an extra dimension to Shabbos. That's what we talked about last week. But the main point we made, sort of the overarching point in this Gemara, and that brings us to the next Gemara as well, is there seems to be a machlokas between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rebbe about what the nature of the Kedusha is Hayom, right? What is the status of the day when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together? And we noted last week that it seems to be that Beis Shammai thinks that it's two different kedushos that just happen to coexist, right? Shabbat, when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, so you celebrate two holy days simultaneously. So you say two separate brachos. Beis Hillel seems to think that Shabbos is the primary, and it sort of nullifies Yom Tov into it. So you only say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and in the middle you mention Yom Tov, but the bracha itself only is Shabbos. And then you have Rebbe's position that you create an integrated Kedusha, that it becomes a Shabbos Yom Tov at the same time. Now, that leads us to the next Gemara, which seems to have the same machlokas by Rosh Chodesh. So, Tana Rabbanan, Shabbos Shechalios by Rosh Chodesh, O B'chol Shomoed, right? If it's Shabbos this time with either Rosh Chodesh or Chol Amoed, so Arve Shachres U'mincha Mispal El Sheva. So for Shachres Mincha Mariv, you say seven brachos, Va'omer Me'en HaMe'ora Ba'avoda. You don't add any special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. What do? You say Mein HaMa'ora. Mein HaMa'ora is Yalevi Yavo. Right? You say something that commemorates the holy day. Vim lo amar machzir. So if you don't say Yalevi Yavo, so you go back. Rabbi Lezer Omer Behoda. Rabbi Lezer says you say it not in Ritzeh, which is where we say it, in Avoda, but you say it in Modim. And we'll come back to that. Musafin, and by Musaf, Masel Bishal Shabbos, Misayim Bishal Shabbos, Vomer Kedushas Hayom Be'emtza, Rosh Chodesh, davening on Shabbos for Musaf, what you do is the bracha is only Mekadesh HaShabbos, but in the middle, you say, you discuss Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, Ben Osher, Yochanan ben Broka, Omrim, no, kol makom shehuzkach l'sheva maschel l'shel Shabbos, m'sayim l'shel Shabbos. They endorse this position. V'omer kedusha yom be'em. So whenever you have this formulation, so what you do is you only mention Shabbos in the bracha, and the Rosh Chodesh is discussed in the middle, but amar avuna ein halacha kozo azug. We don't paskin that way. Instead, even on Rosh Chodesh, what do? Mekadesh, right? Ha-Shabbos v'roshei chadoshim. So if we were right in our original formulation that Yom Tov and the machlokas here in the Gemara is to what extent when Yom Tov and Shabbos fall together, does their Kedusha integrate? You create a new creation called Shabbos Yom Tov. So that's going to be the same machlokas that we end up having here, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that brings us to the source sheets. And we'll come back to last week's source sheets, but we might as well look at this week's because I put some key sources to highlight these points and that will clarify it as we go along. So I mentioned last week that that Rav Zolti in Mishnah Seivitz is the one who presents this understanding of the machlokas. That the machlokas of the Gemara is when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, do their kedushos integrate or not? But the Rav also said it in an article that he wrote in Misora Gimel, and based on the following Gemara. So if you look at source 1, the Gemara here is not talking about davening, but where else do we mention Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov or Shabbos in our liturgy? Benching. So the Gemara there says, so what do you say? So the Gemara is having a longer discussion about whether when you close a bracha, you're allowed to mention two themes in the bracha. So the Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to mention two themes in a bracha. You're only allowed to mention one. So the Gemara says, really? Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Right, we're picking up in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara says, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. We have a bracha that includes two themes. So how can you say no bracha includes two themes? This is the first source on the new page.
So what? Which one?
We're on the new one. I'm skipping straight to the new one. Here, this one. The new source, number one. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim." Don't you have a bracha that integrates it? So the Gemara says, "No, it's one theme. Yisrael dekadshinhu lizmanim." The theme goes like as follows: God sanctifies the Jews, who in turn sanctify Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "What about Mekadesh Yisrael v'rashei chadashim?" Again, Yisrael dekadshinhu l'rashei chadashim. What about Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim? So this is our case. But what about Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim, which the Gemara had just said what? Right? Our Gemara says that Shabbos is not the same as Yom Tov because Shabbos is Kedusha is independent and Yisrael is Mekadesh Yom Tov and not Shabbos. So doesn't the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'hazmanim prove that we can integrate two different themes into the bracha? So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu, that is the exception. And the Gemara then says something which is not entirely intelligible. Umayishna, what's the difference? Hachachadai hasam tarte. This is one, and that is two. And this is the internal problem with a series of pronouns, right? Because looking at it, you don't actually know what it's referring to. Something is one, something is two. Kol chada v'chada b'api nafshin. Each one is independent. V'tayma mayin chos m'mishtayim l'fi she'enos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And why in general do we not want to close a bracha with two different themes? Because we don't do mitzvahs in piles. So, how do you read this phrase? U'mayishna ha'chachada hi asam tarti kol chada v'chadi b'api nafshin. How do you read this? Here is one, there is two. Right? What does that mean? So there's a machlokas, Rashi and Rav Haigon. Not Rav Haigon, rather the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Whoever that is, we have no idea. The Baal Tosafos Lotus Rav Yehudaigon, we really don't know. So Rashi in 2 says as follows, Ein kan ela birchas mikadish. There's only one bracha, namely, Shemivarech l'hakadosh baruch hu shemikadish ha-shabbos v'hazmanim. Before I look at Rashi, one more point, right? So I presented the machlokes as the question of whether Shabbos and Yisrael integrate. But there is another possibility, right? Which is, why would Rebbe say that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim? Because, not because he thinks the Kedushos integrate, but because
Yisrael Mekadesh.
Well, that would be the Lumdish one. What would be the non-Lumdish one, which we didn't bring up, right? Is that it's a rule in Brachos. That he just thinks, right, that their machlokas, Rebbe, Beis Hillel, Rebbe, and Beis Shammai, is not a rule, is not a machlokas about what is the nature of Yom Tov. It's just a machlokas about how do you daven. Right? When you have two things to mention, is it better to make a new bracha? Is it better to, right? Is it better to have one central bracha with a secondary theme? Is it better to have an integrated bracha? But it doesn't reflect anything about the kedusha of the day.
On Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Yisrael. No?
We do say Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, on Mosuf, we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
I have it, right? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. At the end. Nusach Ashkenaz and Sfar. Mekadesh Yisrael, end of it. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh.
Except on Rosh Hashanah.
Well, then we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom
HaZikaron.
Right. Which is a separate question, is how is much is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah integrated, which is a sugya which we're going to mention in Erevin, but fine. So, that machlokas, whether in fact the fact that we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim indicates that Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate, Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim rather, shows that they integrate, or it's just a rule in Hilchos Brachos, is a machlokas of the Rashi and Baal Hilchos Gedolos.
What's exactly the rule? The rule is what?
I don't know exactly, right? I don't know what it would be exactly.
You defined a rule.
No, yeah. I wouldn't. Meaning, it could just be that Rebbe thinks. Look, it's not that their kedushos essentially joined.
It's a structural thing.
The most likely rule that the Rishonim raise is that Shmona Esrei can never have eight brachos, right? There are Amidas that have seven brachos. There are Amidas that have 19, and there's an Amida that has nine. There's no such thing as an Amida with eight. So what choice do you have? You smush it together. So Rashi and the Baal Halachos Gedolos argue. So Rashi says like this: Ein kan ela birchos mikadesh shemivarech laKadosh Baruch Hu shemikadesh Shabbos vazmanim. You're blessing God who is mikadesh Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avol Moshiach Yisrael Bonei Yerushalayim. Right, that was the beginning of this Gemara which I cut out. Moshiach Yisrael Bonei Yerushalayim, which is what they wanted to include in benching. Tarte Milei Ninu, that's two completely different themes. Ve'en kololim shnei dvarim bevircha achas. You don't include two themes in a bracha. Ve'lo garaz abahatalia. So what does he say? Right, Rashi says that why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'azmanim? So he says, because at some level they are integrated, at least bracha-wise, because God is responsible for all the kedushos. And then he says, "Uval halachos gedolos garas hachi." This is the girsa of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Chutz mizu, umayshna, hani tarte kedushe ninhu, umodi rebi de chasminan behu bishtayim, aval nechama, Chada milsi uvechada boy lemichtam. His gear says that here, Shabbos and Yom Tov is an exception, because even though it's tarte kiddushin inhu, right? We integrate the brachos. So what does Rav Haigon? What does the Baal Halachos Gedolos clearly think? That even though we say mekadesh Yisrael v'azman, when it says chutz mizu, it means that even though this has two separate themes, they're actually not integrated. We integrate the bracha,
but not the
kedushos. Right. And Rashi says ve'eno nirali. That's not. I don't think that's right. De'im kein isle the Rebbe chosmin b'shtayim, because then you'd be violating the Gemara's rule that it was saying, namely, you're never allowed to close a bracha with two themes. V'ha'cha haynu taima d'ha b'hatalia. Oh, Rebbe Kiyamra Lavanacham Hamra. He says that can't be. Right? Because then it would violate the rule. It must be that no, Habba Hatalya, they actually are contingent on each other. So the way the Baal Halachos Gedolos reads it is that Chutz Mizu, this is the only case where you incorporate separate themes into one bracha. And Rashi says, no, Chutz Mizu means what? This is not an exception. Because their Shabbos and Yom Tov are really integrated. And therefore it looks like it's two themes, but it's not. Because God is Mekadesh, Shabbos and Yom Tov together, so it's really one unified theme.
So when it says, Kol Chada V'Chada B'Achad Nafsha.
Exactly, right? It doesn't really mean it, right? It means... Correct, it means the ones by Bonei Yerushalayim are two separate things, but these are Chadahi, right? It's Ha Chadahi. Here it's really one.
You say Mekadesh, Shabbos, Rosh Chodeshim?
in the end of Atiyah Tzaraas. Yes. I have two siddurim right here.
Because I have a siddur, and I've looked at the also the Vilna Gaon siddur, and basically all it says, Mekadosh Shabbos. There's no opportunity to add something. Although it mentions Yalvi Yavai, but they all say Mekadosh Shabbos.
Musaf.
Also Musaf, same thing.
No, this is the Gersa, Mekadosh Shabbos, Yisrova, Rosh Chodashim. I mean, there are people who argue, which we'll get to, but we Paskin. So we're going to discuss the what?
This is not the spot. This is something
because of this. Literally, meaning God is overarchingly responsible for it. Yeah, I mean, what we did last week was that the Gemara, and that's the one we just read, right? That God is Mekadesh us who are Mekadesh it. But what Rashi is saying is that that it's enough, right? The fact that God is Mekadesh Shabbos and He's Mekadesh us who's Mekadesh Yom Tov allows them to integrate. Enough to be Chada Milsa. So the Rav points out in 3, right, like we already saw last week from the Mishnah Yaivitz, that this seems to point to an integration, at least according to Rashi. Right, it seems like this is the Machlokas, Rashi and the Baal Halachas Gedolos. But we're going to talk about the Girsa of the Gra right now, because the Rav, as one of my Rebbeim used to say, was the... Now, one of the greatness of the Rav, he was the first person to turn the Siddur into a book of Lamdos, right? So what we're going to read is he's going to note that not only is this Machlokes, namely, when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, do they become an integrated Kedusha or not? Not only is that the Machlokes in terms of what we have in the Gemara, right? I mean, how do you understand the words, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim, but there are actual Machlokot that continue post-Gemara, about the girsa in davening, which also reflect these two approaches. Is it that when Shabbos and Yom Tov fall together, they integrate into a new being called Shabbos Yom Tov? Or is it that we just happen to celebrate Shabbos and Yom Tov together? And here we're going to go to the girsa of the Gra. If you want to pull out the Gra Siddur, I mean, and you can check whether the Rav is quoting it right.
What about Shachris, though?
We're going to come to it. We're going to see surprising things there. Things that, like, are in the Ramah, and they're still surprising. Okay, so the Rav says here in the Masora Journal in Gimel, Binekuda zu, this machlokes, do Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate when they fall together? This is Shinui Hanoscho Shabbatilos Yom Tov. This is why there's a machlokes in the versions of davening on Yom Tov. To be Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos Lifi Rov Hanoschos Mosifin Be'emtza Keta Shova Hasienu Es Habakasha Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avoseinu Ritzei V'Menuchaseinu. Uvenusach Hagra Lesa Letevos Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avoseinu. In most girsos, in the middle of a Hasienu, right, Hasienu, Hashem, the whole Yom Tov part of it, we add Elokeinu Ve'Elokeinu Ritzei V'Menuchaseinu, which is from Shabbos davening, but the Gra doesn't have it. Mosifin raka bakasha ritzevim nuchasenu. He just says ritzevim nuchasenu, but without a new paragraph. Right? I mean, so you have a machlokes. Do you start anew, right? Vasienu, one paragraph. Elokeinu vasienu, second paragraph. Or you integrate ritzevim nuchasenu into Vasienu. Venired betfila Shabbos haketa ha'acharon shel birchas kedushas hayom maskil betevos elokeinu velokeinu vasienu ritzevim nuchasenu. On Shabbos davening, the last paragraph starts with elokeinu vasienu. V'yom dohu maskil betevos vasienu. V'lochein b'yom tov shechalios b'shabbos. Af shepligi b'shil b'shamay v'svirile shekolim inyan shtei kedushas hayom b'chada bracha. Even though b'shil and b'shamay argue about whether you include the two kedushas hayom in one bracha, mikol makom b'ikaran shvel dvarim modu lebe'shamay. It could be, and this is what we just said in Rashi, it could be that we misunderstood the machlokes. B'shil and b'shamay aren't arguing at this point. Everyone agrees that the kedushos remain separate. They're just arguing about the bracha. You really should have made two separate brachos. It's a technicality that we never make more than seven brachos we don't have a Shmona Esreg, or Namida rather, of eight brachos. Ve'al kein. But if we can't change the brachos, we can still change the liturgy. So poschim gam b'hasinu, v'gam b'elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu v'tzevim nuchaseinu. L'haros kein, shemin ha'nochon ayalom ar shtei brachos nifrados al kedushas hayom. To say that that's the correct understanding that really it should be two brachos because they're two separate days. Masha Engen lefinuzach hagra shirak mosivin tevas ritzevim nuchasenu kivakasham yuchedes l'shabbos, where we don't start a new paragraph. We integrate them together. Ve'ein poschem ve'elokeinu ve'elokei avosenu kederach shemaschilin b'shar shabbos hashana de'adirabba ein kan elachada kedush zayom u'pligi be'shil be'sham be'sodin v'asher show. And if that's how you daven, then you're going according to the understanding we said last week that the machlokes is to what extent do Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate. And really, there shouldn't be two brachos. The correct thing to do is what we do, where we only have one bracho because it reflects a single kedusha. So the Rav thinks that this continued machlokes in the liturgy reflects this machlokes. To what extent do we really think that Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate, and to what extent do we think they remain separate?
So when you say elokei
right, so if you say elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu as a separate paragraph, then basically, right, according like to this year's which is what we have, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have vaseinu, and then you have elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu as opposed to ritzevinu chaseinu, right? Meaning, it's not really two paragraphs. It's you take the starter of the Shabbos paragraph, and you really have two starts. You have Vaseinu and Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoseinu.
But it's integrated. It's integrated.
It's integrated, but... Right, so he thinks that if you add Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoseinu, what you're saying is that really we're taking two paragraphs and saying them. Right? As opposed to, if you say Ritzevim Nuchaseinu without Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoseinu, you're making it clear that you're just integrating them. Now, that may be a little bit of a stretch, but the Rav thinks that that is...
But it's in the same paragraph, though. I mean, it there's no period before...
Correct. The Rav is imagining a period, right, of sorts, right, in our davening.
I mean, Kiddush would make the same. Like the Shabbos, you have...
Yes.
You have two paragraphs.
There's the Gra,
the Gra.
Two paragraphs,
like
and on
the it's not just the Gra.
In Kiddush. Ve'ichud, then the Yontif, then the Kaddish, Shabbos. You have the same, no? In Kiddush.
Of Yom Tov. Well, right, but the psukim in the beginning are
Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Vam.
Right, but with the bracha we say, Mikadesh, we integrate, don't we? Mikadesh, Shabbos, Shabbos. Right, we do, right.
Yeah, and he has it there too, but in bracket, right? The Gra also says.
Yeah, he has a period.
The Gra has?
He actually has a period. They both have a period. Before, after Levachim.
Anyways. I don't know. So he makes a lot of this Elokeinu Ve'elokeinu, and you can take it or leave it. At any rate, that's his. But. Right, his analysis for Rashi and the Baal HaChizkos, I think, is strong.
What's a real Arizal, right?
Okay. Now, so now before we move to the Rosh Chodesh issue, I'll make just one point here, right? The Shita Megubet says, just notes that Mash Mashomer Tfilas HaShabbos Mamash El Sheina Min Arkein. It sounds like, from the Gemara, that you should say just the Tfilah of Shabbos. Right? Because it says, Tfilas HaShabbos, right, and not Tfilas of Yom Tov at all, right? That's what it sounds like in the Gemara, but that's not the Minhag. The Minhag is that we change everything in the middle also. But Rashi is al perish maskel b'shel Shabbos Yomer v'titin l'Hashem Elokeinu is Yom HaManoach Hazeh. And Rashi says, no, when it says you say Tfilas Shabbos, it just means that when you're integrating them, you start with Shabbos. That's just a technical point of what we actually do. Okay, now why would you think, before we get to Rosh Chodesh, why would you think that Shabbos and Yom Tov could integrate? So last week what we talked about was that Shabbos may have within it a Yom Tov element, meaning an element which is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is created by Klal Yisrael. But what about in the other direction? To what extent is not Shabbos like Yom Tov, but is Yom Tov like Shabbos, right? Because the more you think that we can integrate Shabbos and Yom Tov, the more likely you want to see similarities between the essence of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that now let's go back to last week's Makaros, where I just put a brief discussion of that. So if you look, there are some indications that Yom Tov, just like Shabbos has some Yom Tov elements, that Yom Tov has some Shabbos elements, and since they share elements with each other, that's why you would think they're able to integrate.
Some Yom Tov is Shabbos, Shabbos Sun, right?
Right, well, for sure, Yom Kippur. But even regular Yom Tov, so you look at Shulchan Aruch here.
Don't they have Shabbat also by Rosh Hashanah?
No, it's Tov, Shabbat, it says.
Oh, yeah?
Right, by we count, but Pesach is called Shabbos. So just to look at one halachic expression of that in 22 and last week's, and everyone have last week's. Otherwise, I think a few extra copies of it. So just look at Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch says Seder Hayom Right, this is Pesach. So Arvei Shachar is Mincha Marshalosh Rishona Shalach Chronos or Kedushas Ayom Be'emtza. Shmon Esrei, we all know this. For normal first three and last three, and then you say in the middle the Kedushas Ayom. Adi V'chartanu V'titin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Chagam Matzos Hazeh Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Zman Cheruseinu Yalla V'Yavo Hasiyenu V'Chosim Mikadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim V'Im Amar Mikadosh HaShabbos. But what happens? Not on Shabbos, a regular day of Pesach, a Tuesday.
A mistake.
Can you have Tuesday? Lo badu Pesach. Yeah, you can have Tuesday. Okay, a Monday night, Tuesday. So you just say Shabbos by mistake. V'chazar botoch kedei divor. Yotza, your yotze, achareishu yodeshu yom tov. V'mchal v'shabbos v'omer yom ha-manoach ha-zeves. Yom ha-yamatuzet v'chozim v'kada Shabbos v'ezvan v'ein omrim b'erchaz main shem. Okay, so the Ber Halacha then says... Let's say on Shabbos, which falls on Shabbos, you have the opposite. You say only Yom Tov and you forget Shabbos. You're also Yotze. So now what you have is that if you say Shabbos on Yom Tov, you're Yotze. And if you say only Yom Tov when it's Yom Tov Shabbos, you're also Yotze. Why? Kevan Shehizkir Shabbos Be'emtza, because you mentioned Shabbos in the middle. Va'pri Chadash Va'od Kama Poskim Cholkim Alav. They say no. Debein hisker b'Shabbos Shabbos levad o Yom Tov levad lo yata. You have to if you mention only Shabbos or only Yom Tov, you're not yotzei. Kevan sheshina chasima mad be'ashu tavu chachamim for a technical reason, which is that you change the bracha from the way Chazal set it up. But the Mishnah Berurah then says ulfi ani is daiti hainira lechalek. I want to distinguish the imdilag shel Shabbos lo yata. If it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together. And you forget Shabbos, you aren't Yotze. V'im dilag shel Yom Tov. But if you forget Yom Tov and only say Shabbos, Yotze, you are Yotze. L'fizeh yesh chiluk ben Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Dim dilag b'shel Yom Tov Yotze. Well, dilag shel Shabbos, lo Yotze. D'ikar anusach habrachu shel Shabbos. Because the main bracha is that of Shabbos. U'mashem esayim b'shel Yom Tov lo ho'el klum. U'ke'ilu lo Yotze, lo chasam klal d'bevadai lo Yotze. The Chayadam says, no, you're Yotze in either direction, whether you only say Shabbos or you only say Yom Tov. I'm not sure, So if you finish with Shabbos alone, and you forget it, because he's Mesupuk, so don't go back. So the Ber Halacha himself thinks that you can be Yotze with the word Shabbos for Yom Tov, and the Chayadam thinks you can be Yotze for Shabbos with the word Yom Tov, and Yom Tov with the word Shabbos. So the Mishnah Zayivitz further points to this fact, that it's not just that Shabbos and Yom Tov might be, right, that Shabbos might have a Yom Tov element, and maybe a Yom Tov has a Shabbos element. The Chayadam seems to think that, because I could be Yotze with only Yom Tov, I could be Yotze with only Shabbos, that's fine. Right, because each of them reflects enough of the other one, they're related enough, they share enough of a fundamental Kedusha, that you'd be fine. The Mishnah Berurah himself thinks at least Yom Tov is a sort of Shabbos, right? Shabbos is the Tchila L'Mikrai Kodesh. It's the all-inclusive category at some level of Kedushas HaZman. I think that's how I would say it. So the Mishnah Zayivitz points to this as proof that Yom Tov and Shabbos are really integrated.
And the Yerushalmi seems to support this.
Yeah. Right, that says Mekadesh Yisrael HaShabbos HaZman. There is no difference in that sense.
Right.
And here I just put in the Betzel HaChachma, where he just gives you a proof in general. And he writes like this: "Debar de betfilo brachos hochan achar lashon bnei adam." In davening, we go. He's quoting from a nitziv that in davening we always use the language of what normal people say. The ikar ayasim had the kaimen lam shulchan arachsim and tav peizayin shem siim tefilas hamoed mikadesh shabbos lo yatsa. And his proof is because Shulchan Aruch thinks that if you only say Shabbos on Yom Tov, you're not Yotze. After listening to Krag, Yom Tov Ikri Shabbos. Even though in the pasuk Yom Tov is called Shabbos, Sha'af Al Pichein Lefisha B'Loshem B'Yadam Ain Karin Li Yom Tov Shabbos Lo Yotze. Since people don't refer to Shabbos as Yom Tov as Shabbos, you're not Yotze. But what do you see from the Betzel HaChachma according to the Netziv? Is that even the people who think you aren't Yotze, if you say Shabbos on Yom Tov, that might be a technicality. But what he's telling you is that fundamentally Yom Tov is B'Lishna Dekra Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos is the paradigm of Kedushas HaZman, and therefore every case of Kedushas HaZman, Shabbos or Yom Tov, has an element of Shabbos in it. And that would explain why it is that they can integrate. Which brings us to back to our source sheet now, which is the obvious question. Our Gemara is okay. Well, let's say that this whole Gemara here is really about to what extent when Yom Tov and Shabbos fall together, do they integrate? But what's the Gemara's next line? Shabbos that falls on
Rosh Chodesh.
So if I asked you, Yom Tov and Shabbos, I understand that they can integrate because Yom Tov and Shabbos, okay, they're both Kedushas Hazman. What about Rosh Chodesh? Right? Can Rosh Chodesh integrate into Shabbos? Or Shabbos integrate into Rosh Chodesh? What would you think? I would say no. Right? I would say no. Right? Meaning Rosh Chodesh has pretty much no halakhic implications outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Rav at one point says that Rosh Chodesh Begulin has no Kedusha. It's Kechol. The only Kedusha it has is the Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. And the only reason you say Hallel is an expression of the... Is there a commemoration of... The Shira on the Musaf, and you can have a minug to treat it as if it's Kadosh, but it's not. Like Rosh Chodesh just isn't Kadosh. It's whatever. It's the first day of the month. That's what it is. And yet we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodeshim, but we don't say. But we only say it where in
Musaf.
So this would be nice evidence for the Rav that the extent to which Rosh Chodesh even exists is in Musaf. But in the regular three Shmona Esrei, as opposed to Yom Tov, where Shacharis Mincha Maariv, we mention Yom Tov in the bracha itself, Rosh Chodesh is relegated to Yalav V'Yavo. So that should indicate, right off the bat, that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh don't integrate.
Even though we have in Musaf, we say different Musaf.
Right, because and then we'd have to ask, we'd have to come to Musaf. Right? We'll come back to it in a second. But if we looked at Shmona Esrei, of Shacharis Mincha Maariv, you would think they don't integrate. Musaf would give you a different picture. But let's start with Shacharis Mincha Maariv. And that's what I would have said if I looked at it. However, there's a very important person in Jewish history, known as the Rama, quoting another very important person in the Maharil, who has a minhag that we do not have at all, which is Yalav V'Yavo. Do you mention Shabbos in Yalav V'Yavo?
No, never.
No, never happens. Except the Rama thought you did. If you look at 5, this is the Maharil. Maharil says, "V'gamli hedyo kishayim espal b'yom tov u'maskar shal Shabbos b'yalav v'yavo." When I was davening, yalav v'yavo, I said Shabbos. And then in the middle, he says, I cut this out, but he says, and everyone made fun of me. V'gam yesh merosin ha'poskim shal baskar shein la'askar shal Shabbos b'yalav v'yavo. And they paskin that you shouldn't say Shabbos and yalav v'yavo. But for me, this is not enough. I think you should say it. And lo and behold, in 6, the Rama says, so first Shulchan Aruch says, if you forget Ata v'chartanu, but you say Yalav v'yavo on Rosh Chodesh, which is Shabbos, you're Yotze. The Rama says, v'afilo haya Shabbos, so that's a regular Rosh Chodesh. Sorry, we're in Hilchos Pesach now. So the Rama says, "V'afilo haya Shabbos." This is not Rosh Chodesh. This is Yom Tov, rather. Yom Tov. "V'afilo haya Shabbos im hisker b'yalav v'yavo yatsa v'im atav ata v'chartanu v'hisker bo Shabbos avilachi tzarach lachzor laskirenu b'yalav v'yavo miyum lo hisker b'yalav v'yavo in tzarach lachzor." So, the Maharil and the Rama think that in Yom Tov you include Shabbos, which we don't have this minhag at all. Right? Yalav v'yavo meina ma'ora. We only talk about Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. We don't talk about Shabbos at all. But the Rama and the Maharil thought you did say Shabbos. Now, they don't mention whether they did in Rosh Chodesh or not. Right? They don't say. They just say that they did it on Yom Tov. But if the minhag was to incorporate... the first thing you see is that for the Rama and for the Maharil, Shabbos and Yom Tov are totally integrated, right? Meaning even the unique Yom Tov Tefillah, meaning Yalav V'yavo, gets Shabbos mentioned into it, right? Which doesn't make any sense, because Yalav V'yavo has nothing to do with Shabbos, and yet we still mention Shabbos. So from that minhag of the Rama, you see that he really does think Shabbos and Yom Tov integrate. But he also opens the possibility for us saying that maybe he did it on Rosh Chodesh also, because right, once you say that Yalav V'yavo gets a reflection of Shabbos, so maybe on Rosh Chodesh also that you would mention Shabbos and Yalav V'yavo. We don't find that explicitly, but we have no idea. We don't have a full record of this minhag. However, we don't pask in this way, right? As the Mishnah Berurah points in 7, V'da'at v'har be'achar, v'eskimim sh'afil l'chatil, v'naskir shal Shabbos b'yalav v'yavo, v'chein ha'minhag, v'ayin v'levush, and the levush says, why? Because of tam nochem lozeh. She'ikr yalav v'yavo nityaseh al zechirav al pekidah, v'ein sh'ach zikarn, el b'yom tov Rosh Chodesh. Yalaviyava was about Zikaron, right? That God should remember us. That's a Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh theme. Dechsiv, and he quotes a pasuk: Yom Simchaschem v'Moadeichem uver Rosh Chodesh v'go uver Rashecha Shechem v'gomer v'nizkartem. Right, on Yom Tov you will be remembered. V'lo nizkar Shem Shabbos klal. So y'all. What?
Right.
That you meaning Zikaron of God, right? God remember us. Yalev Yavo, right? You should remember us, yeah, right? Not we should remember you, that you should remember us. Right? The notion of praying for God to remember us. That we don't do on Shabbos. We don't pray like that. Right? We don't daven for Hashem to remember us. So it's possible that according to Rama, again, the first thing that Rama tells you is that he really thought Shabbos and Yom Tov were integrated because Yalav Yavo, which is a Yom Tov tefillah, gets Shabbos mentioned into it. But it's possible he would have even held it by Rosh Chodesh. But let's continue to see whether we have any evidence, right, besides for this possible diak and the Rama, about the integration of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So this moves us to the Gemara in Erevin, which is more explicit than our Gemara in Beitza. So there the Gemara says, Umi is Leila Beishamai Kolel. Does Beishamai hold that you include two brachos in one? Vatanya Rosh Chodesh Echalios Beishabas, if you have Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Beishamai Omrim Mispalel Shmona. You say eight brachos in Mutzaf. And the Marasha just adds, Avagav Dach Reise, the Maisi Stamak, Tani Lo Nichalev Rujim Mispal Ched. Right? Even though it doesn't explicitly say this is only Musaf, the simplest understanding of this Gemara is it's Musaf and not Shachar's Mincha Mariv. So the Gemara ends with Kashya. It's the middle of a Machlok is about Rosh Hashanah. But what do you see from this Gemara is that in our Gemara, no one ever raised the possibility that you should have two separate brachos and Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. The simplest understanding is that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have enough of a Kedusha, right? At least when it hits Shabbos, to get its own bracha. But what you see in the Gemara in Erevin is no. The same machlokas we had in Yom Tov, we have exactly parallel in Rosh Chodesh. Beis Shammai says eight brachos, Beis Hillel says seven brachos, and presumably you'll have the machlokas of Reis Hillel and Rebbe of whether you just mention Shabbos or you say Mikadesh HaShabbos Yisrael B'Rashi Chadashim. Now if we have the exact parallel machlokas by Shabbos and Yom Tov, the same three-way machlokas, then that would probably indicate that whatever we thought the machlokas was, by Yom Tov, we have the same positions by Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara then says, we call Atzmo Tanoihi, Detanya Shabbos, Shechalios, Rosh Chodesh, we call Shamoed, and now quotes our Gemara, Arve Shachras Mincha Mispal Kedarko Sheva, Shachras Mincha Marv, you say seven, Vom Remenem Orab Avoda, Rulazor Mubehoda, you say Yalav Yavo either in Ritzei or in Modim, and if you don't mention it, you go back. Whenever you have seven brachos, maslo b'shel Shabbos, you start with Shabbos and Messiah b'shel Shabbos. V'omer kedushas ayom be'emtza. And my havi Allah. So what's the machlokes? Right? What's the maskana rather? What's the conclusion? Amar Chizda Zikaron Echad Olelo Lekan Olekan V'chein Amar Rabba Zikaron Echad Olelo Lekan Olekan. The conclusion is one Zikaron, one bracha. That is our maskana. Now Rashi here says Psak. Right? Rashi doesn't usually do this, but he says Psak. Maseches Beitza Kavinan Hilchasa Delohani Tanoi Demesamim B'Shal Shabbos Lechudei B'Musafin. The Gemara here says Zikaron Echad Olelo Lekan Olekan. That you only say Shabbos, which is the position of, right, here, or the position of Beis Hillel by Yom Tov, right? Shabbos Shechalis by Yom Tov, or Beis Hillel says you only say Shabbos. And in the Gemara here in Erevin, so Rav Chizda and Rabbah think that Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, you only say Shabbos, just like Beis Hillel did by Yom Tov. But in Beitza, we see that that's not a we paskin, because we say, El Av Kedush HaYom Boi Lad Kurei Bechassim, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael V'Azmanim, Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chadashim. Well, my digomar, Shachar V'Arvis, Mispal Kedarkos, that's what we say, that Shachar V'Minchamar V'Yidavin normally, V'Omer Menem Or Pavoda, Hilchas HaKavasin, that's a we paskin. So the halacha is that Yom Tov, all the tefillos get integrated, Rosh Chodesh only Musaf gets integrated. V'gabe Kolel the Shachas v'Arvis Kavin and Ein Alach goes Azug. Damri Kamalkom Shazaku L'Sheva Kolel. We don't paskin that you only say one. We paskin that when you do include in Musaf, so then you say Right, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh, Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Roshei Chadashim. So Rashi notes that you have to mix and match a little bit in the sugyas, but what you come out with is that on Yom Tov there is a three-way machlokes for all tefillos. Do you say only Mekadesh Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos Bracha 1, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim Bracha 2, or Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'Azmanim Bracha 3? And you have the exact parallel machlokes for Musaf Rosh Chodesh. And we paskin, when you put the two Gemaras together, then on Rosh Chodesh Musaf, we say, Mikadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Rosh Chadashim, parallel to the position of Rebbe by Yom Tov. Right? That's our Minhag. Yes? I think so.
Again, why not Shachris?
So, why not Shachris? So this, I think, it's helpful to look at the Rav's piece again, which is that the Rav argues that Rosh Chodesh, it's only Kedusha, right? Its Kedusha is manifest only through the Musaf. Mm-hmm. Right? So I would say that to the extent that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha, right, it doesn't have a full Kedusha. So it would be impossible to say quite the way we do in Yom Tov, that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh integrate throughout the whole day. Because Rosh Chodesh outside the Mikdash has no halachic expression whatsoever. So I would suggest, based on the Rav, that maybe the machlok is a little bit more mitigated here, is the Musaf component, meaning the Kedusha component that does exist on Rosh Chodesh, does that Kedusha integrate into Shabbos or not? That's what I would say. Right? Because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have Kedusha otherwise. Right? It has Kedusha basically in the Mikdash.
It's something to do with the Korbanos then.
The Korbanos, right? The Musaf.
That's when they did the Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and Rav was in Musaf.
Meaning Musaf is the unique...
Musaf.
It's the unique carbon of the day, so I would say is that...
That's why it's in Musaf, as opposed to Shafis?
Yeah, exactly, right? Because Musaf is that... the whatever Kedusha Rosh Chodesh does have is expressed in Rosh Chodesh. So I would suggest maybe a mitigated form of it, right? In Yom Tov, we have a machlokes for the whole day. Maybe in Rosh Chodesh, the machlokes is the Kedusha that Rosh Chodesh does have. To what extent does that integrate into Shabbos, and based on our minhag to say Mekadesh, our psak rather, Mekadesh or Shabbos, Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, we would say that the extent that Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha, which again might only be the Kedusha of Musaf, Shabbos and Musaf, the Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, Kedusha, integrate. And there's an explicit Gemara that sounds like this. If you skip just to 11, we saw the beginning of this Gemara last week. But the Gemara, in its discussion of what comes first, Kodesh or Mekudash or Tamid, the Gemara goes through all the different Karbanos. So the Gemara tries to prove Tashma Musaf Shabbos Kodmin Lemusav Rosh Chodesh, that the Musaf of Shabbos comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So doesn't that prove that? It assumes that Rosh Chodesh is Mekudash. Right. It assumes that Rosh Chodesh is... the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is holier than the Musaf of Shabbos. So the fact that the Musaf of Shabbos goes first, doesn't that prove that that Tamid goes before Mekudash? Right? That the more frequent thing goes before the holier thing. But the Gemara answers, no. Atu Rosh Chodesh lemusafin didei ahane lemusik Shabbos loane. You think Rosh Chodesh only has its own Kedusha, and it doesn't affect the Musaf of the Shabbos? No. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Musaf itself becomes holier, so you can't prove anything, because the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, at least vis-a-vis the Musaf, integrates both into its own Karban and into the Shabbos Musaf. So it sounds like, explicitly in the Gemara in Zvachim, that... it sounds explicit in the Gemara in Zvachim, that our maskana is that at least for the Musaf component of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos they integrate to create a new whole of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh rather than two separate Kedushos that are coexisting. Now the Sfas Emes just gives a technicality. He just says that no, the reason that we mention Rosh Chodesh in Shmona Esrei of Musaf is not because... it's not because we, it's not because of the kedushas. He just says near davel be the bechol maskim enam arba avoda. Or even though during the week all you do is you say yalav yavo, mikom malkom b'shabbos de maskim kedushas dayom tarklas kol morabosos man meshen ke bechol. Once you're talking about kedusha, it's just like not, it's, you know, pasnished to not mention Rosh Chodesh. Right? So he just says, nah, you know, the reason that we mention it is because it's, you know, it's once you're talking about Kiddush Hayom, you should mention it, right? It doesn't reflect something fundamental. It's a technicality. But again, I think the simplest understanding of Gemara and Tzvachim is based on the analysis that we just said, that just like we saw that Shabbos and Yom Tov at some level integrate, Rosh Chodesh, at least the Musaf component of Rosh Chodesh, seems to integrate into Kiddushas Shabbos. And now what I want to do is just go through a few cases in Shas and Poskim, which seem to, even though I think we have good evidence to say that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh really do integrate, there's several machlokot amongst Poskim which continue this machlokas. Is it really true that when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh fall together, that they integrate into one Kedusha, or do they remain two? So first, Aruch HaShulchan. This is a very surprising Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says like this. He says, "Vida."
I mean, I just want the tachlis thing. I mean, the thing is whether you say one or the other. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, is the real issue, right? Otherwise, right. It's just a conceptual issue, right?
Well, we're going to see several right. Halachic machlokot, right? We're going to see a few. So right now, what we'll see is nafkaminas, right? I mean, we've been talking in the air now because we know that our halacha, our psak at least seems to be that we say mikadosh hashabbos yisrael v'rosh chadashim. But is there any indications of whether this in fact reflects an integrated kedusha or not? So first, Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says like this: V'da shmei olam tamati al nosach shalanu shebesof ata yitzarta. I don't understand our Shmona Esrei on Musaf. Says, why is it we say Ata Yetzarta and we cut out all of that normal Rosh Chodesh stuff? Right, we all know we have Ata Yetzarta on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. This really complicated new tefillah, but it barely mentions Rosh Chodesh in it. It's just a different Shabbos davening, and we close with Rosh Chodesh. But all the bulk of Shabbos of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh during the week is left out. So you tell me, right? Easiest explanation of looking at it would be, right? Would be to say, why do we leave it all out?
Because
Shabbos overpowers. Why do we close with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Maybe like the Sfas Emes, it's a technicality that once you're saying Mikadesh Hazmanim, right, you're saying something about Kiddushas, right, the Kiddushas Hazman, so you can't not mention Rosh Chodesh at all.
And why do you have this Ata Yetzarta to begin with?
Ah, so you'd say, okay, you do something, you make a nod to it, but you don't talk about Rosh Chodesh themes because, right, we say, you know, it's like saying Alaviyavo, right, yeah, you have to say Me'einam Ori, you have to mention it, but you don't integrate Rosh Chodesh into Shabbos, right? It's like a Ke'en Yalav Yavo, or something like that. But the Aruch HaShulchan isn't happy with this. He says, no, right? If we end with Mekadesh Shabbos, Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, so what should that indicate? That this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, then what should we see in Shmoneh Esrei? The themes of Rosh Chodesh. And you know what he says? In Hachinami. He says, it's a problem, it's a mistake. Uvenusach svard, yesh no be'emet, zan nusach. The svarding nusach has it. Lufiani is daiti, menusach ashkenaz chaser ze'emet fus. It's a mistake. It got left out of the printing, but it's a total mistake. Ve'ani noeg la'omra. And I say it. That's it. I say it. It's a mistake. So, done.
Is it a nusach svard like that?
Well, no. He didn't say nusach svard.
He says svard. I don't know. Anyone
from the Ashkenazi svard. Svard Ashkenazi svard.
I assume not. I assume not, but I have no idea. You have a sitter. We can look it up.
Yeah.
He says, "Ve'ein shum tam shalolo marzeh, v'lo matzati mishayir bazeh." There's no reason not to fully integrate the themes of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but I've seen nobody who says it. So the Aruch HaShulchan tells you, right? He thinks it's a mistake. He thinks that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh should be equally represented. So what's he telling you? Right? It is an integrated Kedusha. But if our Girsa, if our Nusach is not a mistake, then what might that indicate? That no. The point is that they aren't integrated. So we create something new. We nod towards Rosh Chodesh, but we don't integrate all the Rosh Chodesh themes. Now,
where should it be? Like, what should it say?
I don't know. Well, you know what? We could just look. We can just look because I put a
You don't have Atta Yetzirah?
No, I didn't put Atta Yetzirah. Sorry, I put a different. Right, this is one possible machlokas. You can look it up in Nisong's part. I don't know whether it's actually there, but he says it is.
It should be.
It is an Edut Mizrach. I assume he means Edut Mizrach, but I don't know.
But he wants more than that, right?
Meaning, what is this, Ashkenazi or Edut Mizrach?
I assume he means
Edut Mizrach, but I don't really know. But if you want to see another machlokas,
but what does he expect to see?
He expects to see everything that we have during the week integrated into Shabbos, and that's what he said. He adds Mechilas Avon and all those Rosh Chodesh themes in Shabbos.
But Mechilas Avon is we don't do that on Shabbos.
Well, that could be the answer. Also, that's a technicality. But the Aruch HaShulchan assumes, right?
But if they do it in Edus Svar,
yeah, I don't know. We'd have to look. We have to look in Edut Mizrach. I don't know. If you want to look at a,
I have these.
You know, we won't skip. I won't skip. I'll go later. So that's one.
Sitter.
What?
Should I look at the army sitter?
Oh, the Nusach Achid.
Yeah.
I could look at it. Well, let's see some things. We'll look at it. We're going to see more Nusach stuff as we go along.
Integration, right?
What? Exactly. Right? So let's look at another machlokas where this seems to come up. So the Gemara in Brachos Memtes, this is 13. So the Gemara says as follows: Amar Avidi Bar Min Yamin Amar Rav Amram Amar Nachman Rav Shmuel Tav Lo Hiskar Shol Rosh Chodesh Betfila Machzir Noso. If you forget to say Yal V'Yavon Shmon Esrei, we all know the halacha. What happens if you forget Yal V'Yavon Shmon Esrei and Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah,
go back. But Birchas HaMazon, what about in benching? Ain Machzir no so. So the Gemara says, why? Amar Le Rav Amin Le Rav Amar, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Birchas HaMazon. What's the difference? Amar Le, he says, very simple. Birchas Mizona Dibi Achil, Bailo Achil. You don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to have a meal. So Ain Machzir no so. So since you don't have to eat, you don't have to bench. If you don't have to bench, so if you forgot Yal V'Yavon, not a great thing, but you're not mechuyav to eat in, to begin with. So I can't say you missed something fundamental. So Gemara says, "El miyata shabbosus v'yomim tovim lo sagid lo achal achanami di itai hadar." So the Gemara says, "But wait a second. That means if you forget ritzei on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should repeat benching." Amar le'in. Yeah, that's exactly the point. The Amar of Sheil Amar Rav ta'achoz l'rosh, that on benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you do have to eat, you have to return. So, but let me ask you the question. Okay, now what if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you tell me. Right? If
you forget
Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, right now you have to eat a meal.
Right.
But you don't have to eat a meal because it's Rosh Chodesh, it just happens to be that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So if you think that they don't integrate, so then what would you say?
No, you wouldn't have.
So don't repeat, because in a chanami you have to eat today, but you don't have to eat because it's Rosh Chodesh. So if you get ritzei, go back. If you forget Yal V'Yavon, don't go back. But if you think they integrate, and not just integrate in Musaf, but now we're going more ambitious, they integrate the whole day, so then what would you say?
Yes.
Go back. And to my machlokes, we paskin. How do we paskin?
You have to go back.
You don't go back.
But you don't go back. Sudas mitzvah.
No, it doesn't have sudas mitzvah. That's the point. There's no sudas mitzvah in Rosh Chodesh.
A lot of people, maybe it's just a minute.
It's a minute. That's what it's brought down. It's a minute, but it's not Mikra Din.
It's just a minute.
Yes, on Rosh Chodesh. So the simplest understanding is, according to what we said, is that even if they integrate, they only integrate for Musaf, but they don't integrate all day, so you shouldn't have to repeat. Yeah.
What about Shachris? If you forgot, you have to go back. I mean, why would that be different?
Right, because you have to daven on Rosh Chodesh from the vantage point of Rosh Chodesh.
But you have to go back.
Right, because you have to daven
because you're davening anyhow. I mean,
correct,
because it's Rosh Chodesh.
Right, but you also have, meaning just
so
like
same thing.
Because benching, meaning you can't go a Rosh Chodesh without davening. You can go a Rosh Chodesh without eating. You just happen to not be able to go this Rosh Chodesh without.
No, but if you forget on Shabbos to eat and Yal V'Yavon. You have to eat, right?
You have to eat, but the meal isn't. I'll put it this way: if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh integrate, then this meal is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal, and therefore, if you forget to reflect on the Rosh Chodesh aspect of it, then there's something missing in the benching, or maybe missing in the meal. But if you think that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh don't integrate, or maybe they only integrate for Musaf, so then this is a Shabbos meal that happens to also be Rosh Chodesh, but it's a Shabbos meal. So sure. Just like if I eat during the week, I have to say Yal V'Yavo. I'm eating on Shabbos, so I have to say Yal V'Yavo. But if I forget, so the meal from the vantage point of Rosh Chodesh, Right? It's no more obligatory from the Rosh Chodesh perspective.
But you could use the same rationale for davening.
No, you can't because you have to because every Rosh Chodesh is a Shacharis Mincha Maariv. The fact is that we always say you have to daven on Rosh Chodesh and you have to say El Yavo, and if you don't, you have to go back. Meaning it's right. You have no choice but to daven and to daven a Rosh Chodesh Tvila. Right, but
I don't see how you distinguish between meal on Shabbos. I mean, you have to.
But you don't have to. Meaning, every Rosh Chodesh, weekday, not every Rosh Chodesh has tefillah, and therefore Yalav Yavo in tefillah will happen on every Rosh Chodesh. It's definitional to Rosh Chodesh, but Yalav Yavo to a meal is not definitional to Rosh Chodesh because on a normal Rosh Chodesh you don't have to eat.
So, be a better example if he benched and he said.
Or a bit.
And you forgot to say
yes. Right, or let's say that, right? Let's say you already had your three meals, right? So, right? So the fourth one isn't even mechuyav, right? So then, or let's take shalashudas, right? We paskin that you don't go back in shalashudas, right? So then, right, you would say, okay, so I didn't really have to eat the meal, so I won't go, right? So I don't even have to go back for ritzei, right? All three meals from the vantage point of Rosh Chodesh are like shalashudas, right? Where you don't really have to eat bread, so... If you're eating bread, it's happenstance, right? You happen to be eating bread in Rosh Chodesh. Shacharis isn't you happen to be davening Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh has a Shacharis, right? I mean, that's how we institute it, that we have tefillah every day, and on Rosh Chodesh, you have to reflect on Rosh Chodesh. So the simplest understanding is, like I said, is that you shouldn't have to repeat it, because either they don't integrate, and even if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh integrate, they only integrate for Musaf. But the days don't integrate through the whole day. The Meiri writes not that way. 14. Mikan kasu shabbos shabbos reshachal rosh chodesh bisocha machzir noso af bishel rosh chodesh. When you have a meal on Shabbos rosh chodesh, if you forget yalav yavo, you have to repeat. So, what does the Meiri clearly hold? No, the whole day, not just the musaf component of it, but the whole day Shabbos and rosh chodesh integrate, and therefore this meal is now a Shabbos rosh chodesh meal, and you had to eat it, and if you had to eat it, then you had to mention yalav yavo. If you don't mention yalav yavo, then you have to go back. Another Meiri. So the Gemara in 15 is talking about Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh Echalios B'Rosh Chodesh. Hamachdir B'Navi B'Shabbos Ein Atzarach Lahasdil Shor Rosh Chodesh. Shil Moli Shabbos Ein Navi B'Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to say Rosh Chodesh in the brachos of the Haftorah because Rosh Chodesh doesn't get a Haftorah. It just happens to be that it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Midami Hasem Navi Rosh Chodesh Lecha Klal Ocha Yisei Bar V'Shachar Zeminka. Okay. But the point is, the Gemara paskens that you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Birchos Haftorah. So the Meiri says Rosh Chodesh Echalis B'Shabbos Afal Pishen Haftorah Rosh Chodesh Hayel Anu Lomar L'Shitazu Sheyaskir Bar Rosh Chodesh Ratzalomar Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael Rosh Chadashem V'Chein Gazvu Gedolei Haposkim. The way many of the he has many of the Gedolei Haposkim right say that the Maskana of the Gemara is not the way we just read it. It's right. Me dummy hasam navi b'rosh chodesh like a klal ocha isay arve shachar mincha. And then the way Rashi and the way many of the poskim say is that even the maskana, right? The maskana is not the way the havamina the gemara is. The maskana is no. You do have to say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh because once you're saying haftorah, right? At some level, they do integrate. So you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Mikol Malkom Chachmat Sarfadim Gazu She'ein Lazu Dimayonim Achayirot Shazu Ein After Rosh Chodesh Klal Lo V'Shazu V'Lo V'Shacher Shabayom Rosh Chodesh Ein Bonavi Klal. You never say After on Yom Tov. This is the seeming understanding of our Gemara. V'Ein Lahaskiros. You shouldn't mention V'Chena Dvarim Nirin Le'inyan Svara Ab Benarvona Noagin Kenel Shmikach Sugya Nira Kedas Arishon. So this gives you a contrary indication because our minhag is to
not say. Right? Could we say it?
I think we do say it.
We do say it.
I think we do say it. Right. So here it sounds like we paskin that they do integrate.
Right.
And the Meiri now quotes the opposite Shita and says there were people in Narbona who didn't say it. Right. So right. Now we have right a Nafka Minrashim is going to the other. So what we're going to end up seeing is a lot of contrary indications. So the first one was we had a machlokas about benching, where the Meiri ends up saying that you have to repeat and everyone else says you don't. Here by Haftorah, the Meiri quotes Shitas that you don't have to integrate them, and our minhag is to integrate them.
Haftorah? I don't think so.
No? What is Bar Minhag?
Yeah, we don't say it. That's what I thought.
Shabbos is
no, we don't. That's what I thought.
It's Kaddish Hashem.
It's Kaddish Shabbos. We don't say Rosh Hashanah.
We don't say it. Bar Minhag is not saying it?
Not to say
it. No.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, so we do. What, you have the sitter?
Yeah.
We don't say it. We do say it. We don't say it.
Just says Kaddish
Hashem. Okay, I take it the other way around. So it's not, I mean, it's contraindications of the Meiri, but not Lahalacha. Lahalacha, we don't repeat the benching, and we also don't mention Rosh Chodesh in. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of the Haftarah.
We do for Yom Tov.
Yeah, right. For Yom Tov, it's integrated, but for Rosh Chodesh, it's not going to be.
I just can't see Rosh Chodesh being so integrated with Shabbos. I just can't see it. I mean, I can see all the proofs, but so many other things that are not. It's not the same type of holiday. Maybe Musaf, okay. But otherwise, it's not really. As much as they want to argue, I mean, you can find it. It's the same. But
I agree that it's complicated. Okay, we're going to have to stop here.